I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. It is good to have you with us. Last September, Hurricane Maria ripped through the Caribbean with wind gusts of more than 175 miles per hour. Today, 7 months later, we still haven't really come to grips with the economic and human costs of that storm, especially in Puerto Rico. Official government statistics put the death toll on the island at 64, but now a new Harvard study estimates Maria killed 70 times that number, nearly 5,000 Puerto Ricans. The families of those lost are still trying to sort out just how and why their loved ones died and why their deaths were never linked to the storm. One case in point, 60-year-old Elizabeth Mary Colon Merana. She was teaching electrical engineering at a Puerto Rican university in the days before the storm. Today from San Juan, her son Ruben Ramos Colon shared her story with me.
She was a teacher at the Instituto Tecnológico de San Juan. Up until the moment of the storm, she was an active member. Both of the Association of Engineers of the Island, and also a member of that academic community.
You shared a house with your mother. That's when the storm struck. Tell us about the neighborhood you were living in.
Well, we live in Old San Juan. It's where the governor's house is. It's mostly a touristic area. It's where most of the landmarks are located.
And then the storm struck. How did the two of you ride it out?
We had just been hit by Irma,
right,
just a few days before. So we already had scars. So when it got to us, we were actually, I think that we were not prepared. I think that nobody was actually prepared for that second storm or of the magnitude that the storm came to be.
Right. Yeah. No, it was much bigger than anybody was expecting. And then a few days after the storm, your mother started having health problems. What was going on? What did she notice?
Well, at first she felt some stomach pain, and we just thought it was normal based on the scarcity of water particularly. But as the days came by, she started feeling worse. At that point, we decided to take her to the hospital. For the first 24, 48 hours, there wasn't much of attention from the doctors at the hospital. They were really caught up with the huge amounts of people just pouring in.
Did your mother even have blood drawn and any labs done in that early stage when she got to the hospital?
They did the basics. The triage nurse received her, and she was taken into the emergency room. But at the emergency room, they were a little short on staff and really caught up with the outpour of people getting into the hospital. So she just stayed in the hospital bed for the first 24 hours without much attention from the doctors. At that point, we got a little bit desperate, and we started asking to particular doctors and nurses if they were going to do anything, that she was in a lot of pain. At that point, they brought a doctor. The doctor took some blood samples, and after some other 24 hours, they said that she had some kidney trouble.
Before she got to the hospital, was the water she had access to clean? What did you see?
We do not think that she got sick directly by drinking water. I think that she came into contact with water near the areas for the garbage disposal area. In San Juan, it was overrun with trash, and the services for picking up the trash were not available. So all that area was just contaminated with water and rats and all kinds of animals. So what we believe is that she came into contact with that water at some point, just going around helping out with the neighbors. So they had started a small kitchen outside of the building. So what we believe is that at some point she came into contact with what the doctor said later would be rat urine. That seems to be the reason she got the leptospirosis. It has to be directly from touching and consuming rat urine. Rats were running around the city. The huge amounts of pileup of trash just kept bringing more and more rats to the area.
And that is the cause of death listed on your mother's death certificate, suspected case of leptospirosis.
Yes, they said it was a suspected case because they didn't have the resources at the moment to make an autopsy.
If your mother had received routine care, the correct blood tests and antibiotics, what do you think would have happened?
There isn't a single day since this happened that I don't go and review those scenarios. There were no platelets on the blood bank. Blood banks were running low on everything. I made a request for most of my friends to go to the blood bank and donate platelets for her. But by then, it had been almost 6 days in the hospital, so she was really deteriorated, and There was nothing more that could be done at that moment.
Did anyone from the government contact you when your mother passed to kind of learn what happened? In other words, was your mother part of the official death toll?
No, not at all. I tried contacting the mayor's office in San Juan because she died so close to the hurricane happening that there were no place where we could bury her. Phones were down and we never got anybody that could assist us with this.
It's such a tragic story and duplicated so many times on the island, now we know. What is the message, Ruben, you want your fellow Americans on the mainland to hear right now?
The hurricane just showed us that we're in a very vulnerable position, being a territory but not being part of the actual states. All the logistic problems that arise from this situation came to the front. Supplies were not getting into the island. International help could not send ships over to the island. They could not come directly from Europe or Africa or South America. Most of the resources that we could have got on those first 14, 21 days, which were essential to us, didn't get here. It was such a bureaucratic mess. When it came down to those initial response hours, which are so critical when this kind of scenario goes down, Puerto Rico was not prepared, not prepared at all.
Ruben Ramos Colon lost his mother, 60-year-old Elizabeth Mary Colon Marana, in the wake of Hurricane Maria. Ruben, again, our condolences, and thank you very much for speaking with us.
Yeah, thank you for keeping the world informed of the situation. Sometimes we feel very impotent over here. We don't have a lot of resources being out of the mainland. It's a human crisis. It really is a human crisis, yeah, in the United States.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.